listening to TV Madness with your host, Makisha Madden-Toby. On today's show, we're going to be talking to Brian Lesher from Nickelodeon's or Nick at Night's show, Nighttime Soap, Hollywood Heights. It's a show that follows a young songwriter and sort of her romance with this rock star guy, and then she has a best friend, and Brian Lesher plays the best friend's dad, Gus. So before we introduce him, we're going to set up a clip. In this clip, he's arguing with his wife, the mom of their kid, about whether or not they can trust their teenager.
Just putting away laundry.
And going through her things.
I'm just making sure she's not hiding it.
Lisa, get out of there. I'm sure she's not hiding contraband in her sock drawer.
Why are you so cavalier about this?
Because I know Mel. But she can't keep a secret or hide anything. The girl's an open book that never closes.
What if she's drinking? Or drugs?
We would be able to tell.
She has got you wrapped around her little finger.
I'm trusting, honey, not gullible. And I wish you would stop being so paranoid.
Just because I'm paranoid doesn't mean she's not up to something.
Wow, powerful stuff on Hollywood Heights, which airs 9 p.m. weeknights on Nick at Night. Brian?
Yeah.
Thanks for doing
the show. That was so wonderfully dramatic, that clip. I love
right?
it.
Right? It was intense.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun. So, I mean, do you have kids in real life, and is that sort of how it is? Or?
Well, I don't have teenagers. I have kids. And after doing this show, I pray to God every day that I never have to replicate that scene in real life.
Exactly.
Wow. But I don't think I'll avoid it on some level.
Yeah. Yes. It comes with the territory, right?
So, yeah, absolutely.
But Gus is a good dad, right? Or is he?
No, I think Gus is a terrific dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, to say a good dad, it's always a relative term, right?
Right.
It depends on who you're talking to, how they perceive that. I think he thinks that he is doing absolutely what's best for his family. He loves his kids, you know, to death and loves his wife and is a good family man. So there's no drama in that respect with him. But, you know, we all do the best job we can as parents. And when you run up against, you know, really serious challenges or your kids are having a lot of trouble, you do the best you can and then you hope for the best. You hope they learn to make good choices. And that's kind of what he's going through with Lisa.
Yeah, his wife.
His wife.
Now,
yeah.
What's her deal? Is she just loves her son more, or is this a different relationship? I was like, what is going on? Like, she didn't do the same thing to the son, to Phil.
Very Freudian. It's very Freudian.
Yeah.
No, she you know, there's definitely, we had developed different relationships with our kids, you know, as it went on. And she got closer to our son, Phil, and I got closer to our daughter, Melissa, in different ways. You know, we were able to talk to them in different ways. And I think that they were able to hear us in different ways. Melissa can hear what I'm saying to her in a way that Phil can't. Mm-hmm. Or doesn't want to, or, you know, I might be a little bit harder on Phil. I think I probably am.
Mm-hmm. Because he's a boy.
Yeah, maybe because he's a boy, and maybe because I think in the first episode or the second episode, I say I'm having a conversation with him about his future, and I say, I just have this feeling that something's going on here. And I think it's a little bit of that, too. He's a boy who's becoming a man right now.
Right.
And I think guys can kind of see that. I can kind of look at him and go, I need to have a firmer hand with him because I just feel like he is not as prepared to make good choices as Melissa is for whatever
mm-hmm.
reason.
Mm-hmm.
That's this feeling you got. And as parents, you got to go on your gut a lot of times. You know, you can't go digging through their sock drawer for evidence all the time if you want to build trust.
Yeah.
So you just have to go on those feelings, you know?
Yeah. Now, is Melissa a daddy's girl? Is that because I kind of got that impression, too, when she was asking for $20.
Yeah, I was surprised she only asked for 20.
I know. I was like, that's...
I thought, right?
She's a modest kid.
I know. I thought I was getting off easy for a night out in Hollywood. $20 will get you, you know, in the door.
A sandwich, maybe.
Right. Yeah, she's definitely a daddy's girl to some degree, you know. And but I think she's got really she's got a lot of personality.
Yeah.
And she's got a really strong personality. So, but definitely, I think I probably. If Gus has a weakness, it's Melissa.
Oh, but I thought it was actually valid when he said to Lisa, you know, are you being this hard on Phil? Like, I mean, I think it should be, if you're the parent and you're the disciplinarian, which it seems like Lisa in this instance is, shouldn't she be the disciplinarian to both kids? Or it's just sort of an interesting dramatic dynamic or whatever.
I think you just hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
That is the dramatic dynamic of our marriage. But, you know, there's drama between me and Phil and Lisa and Melissa, and between Lisa and I, that's where our conflict comes in. We each feel the other person treats, you know, one of the kids the wrong way.
Yeah.
You know, or favors one of the kids, rather. So that's where our drama comes in.
Now, it's based on a telenovela, but it doesn't feel overly dramatic or sort of, you know, it doesn't feel melodramatic. Is that sort of the point? Because you guys want it to, you know, you didn't want to dumb down the show, or do you want it to appeal to a younger audience? What's sort of the thought behind that?
You know, I think that, telenovelas are built for a certain audience, and they're used to that kind of drama, you know. Mm-hmm. I think American audiences want something that's a little more realistic, maybe,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was, you know, when we first started shooting, I know that was really difficult for me. I can't speak. It seems like for everyone kind of had that challenge in the beginning of you know what the soap genre is, but you want to ground this strongly in reality and strong acting and keep it very real. So because this was sort of brought to us as, look, we're doing something new. This is a show that's, you know, going to air every night like a soap does, but mm-hmm. we're shooting it like a primetime show. We're lighting it. There's camera movement. There's things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We were all kind of going, what is this? We don't know what it is, you
wow.
know? So that was really fun. And the only thing that we could do at that point was, ground it. Just go, all right, let's just make this real and go for it. So I'm glad to hear you say that.
That's cool. Now, you guys are on every weekday, so that's five nights a week. How many episodes have you taped or shot, or how many will you shoot?
We're going to shoot 80. And,
wow.
and I'm looking at 30 pages of the 60-second script in front of me today that I've got to shoot this afternoon. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Brian, you are hardcore. I have so much respect for you. Have you ever had a schedule like this? A shooting schedule is crazy.
Oh, God, no. No. You know how, I mean, on a primetime show, if you're doing that, you're maybe shooting 8 pages a day.
Right.
You know, and of those 8 pages, you might be in half of them, you know. So are you there?
Yes.
It's a schedule for sure. Now, don't feel sorry for me, though. I'll tell you, the people to feel sorry for are Cody Longo and Brittany Underwood and Ashley Holiday and Robert Adamson.
Yeah.
Oh God, those guys have every day is, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50. I think Cody had 56 pages one day.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. It's insane. And we only get, you know, you get one take.
Really?
So that's, you might get two. If you mess up on purpose because you know you're on the off to the wrong track, you might get a second take. But we really shoot for one take. So it is it's as taxing a job as if acting can be taxing, this is as hard a job as I've had in that regard.
Now, you're a Metro Detroit native. What part of Metro Detroit did you grow up in?
I grew up in Grosse Pointe Farms, went to Grosse Pointe South.
Okay, so you know hard work, so this is nothing for you. You're tough.
Oh, yeah. My dad was a contractor. You know, I spent
oh,
my
wow.
weekends painting houses and hauling drywall. So playing Gus was supposed to be a contractor in the first version of this show. So he was someone I could step into pretty easy.
What does he do now? What does Gus do?
Gus has built an electronics superstore kingdom in Los Angeles. So I started as a, you know, my story
what?
Is I started repairing as an electrician and then slowly built up in these stores, and now I own several big electronics store in Los Angeles.
Well, not too shabby. Well, that's awesome. Hey, Brian, you're the best. I really appreciate you doing the show, and I can't thank you enough, and I wish you the best of luck with the show. I'm really glad.
Awesome, Makisha. Pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
You too.
We have to thank our guest, Brian Lesher. Isn't he awesome? Oh, wow. You guys got to watch this. Hollywood Heights on Nick at Night, 9 p.m., Monday through Friday. This guy is working hard for your love. I've got to thank him. And I have to thank Leo, NPR West, and our sponsor, Record Surplus, the last record store in Santa Monica. Make sure you check them out at recordsurplusla.com. Thanks for listening.